problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Beach, rock, rock, park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSanctity.com.
I am so sorry I didn't believe you, Alex. You know, I had a dream last night. I was a snake slithering through the grass until I came upon a dead elk. And I climbed into his soul. And it's there I stayed until morning, which meant that I will underestimate someone very close to me.
Wow. Where do you get your weed?
From you, Dante.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Mr. Teasel?
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast. Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operation will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSaintPete.com. I made it. I moved. I got the studio, in big quotes, set up. And I'm back. I'm back, baby, just like that. Could you believe it? Oh, my goodness gracious. So good to be back. My name is Will Koontz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. How the friggin' heck are ya? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling strong. Can you feel it? Can you hear it in my cadence, in my tone? I just have a mystified. I'm flabbergasted. I'm actually happy, I think. I found this friggin' sweet apartment. It's all pretty much set up now. I need to get some chairs. I don't own chairs. I don't own a couch. I don't own numerous things. I don't want these things either. I don't want these things until I have a permanent place that I can call a real house. And I want it to be a house too. I don't want an apartment. I don't want a condo. I know it's asking for a lot, but I'm cool here. I could live and die here in this place in an undisclosed location from the Homemade Broadcast, in quotes, studio / living quarters. I could die here. That'd be fine. In fact, I wouldn't be the first to die here in this location. That's right. I'm curious about people. I'm curious about where they're at now. And there was a piece of mail that came through for the former tenant in here. Now, the people told me that I'm renting from that the person that was here before me was here for 25 years. Now, if she was here for 25 years, she wouldn't just pick up and go somewhere else, right? So I assumed, I wonder why she's not here anymore. And sure enough, there's a piece of mail that came in the mailbox. And I decided, well, I got the internet. I got the vast knowledge of Google at my fingertips. Let me see where this lady is at now. And she's dead. Yeah, she died. And that was the first thing that popped up, was an obituary. And I decided to read the obituary, and it said that this person passed away in her home, which means this lady died in this apartment where I'm at now. Of course, the first thought is, oh, well, your place is haunted, so good luck, dummy.
And I say to that, pshaw, because first of all, I don't believe in that. I mean, I do, kind of. I'm not going to lie. I've had my own run-ins with the paranormal one time or another. I got a good story about, well, let's save that for another time. I want to know about your paranormal stories. I will tell you my story later, maybe when our guest gets here. Natasha, I think her name is Leba. She's a broadcaster from Albuquerque. She just moved here recently. And I met her at Cage Brewing. She's pretty and she seems interesting. So why not come on and have her on the show? So she'll be here shortly. So I'm going to ask her about her paranormal story. I will tell mine. But if you have one, feel free to call in or text 813-693-2124. You can get a hold of me on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is just /HMB Radio. Twitter and Instagram is home_made_man. And while you're there, make sure you follow Radio St. Pete, just Radio STPETE. That's on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow us up, do it up, keep up. So, yeah, I told my buddy, and first thing goes, oh, yeah, 100% haunted in here, as good friends will do. I don't think so, though, because this place is a little different. It was built in 1925. However, it is completely and utterly remodeled. That's right. Even drywall, ceiling drywall came down. New plumbing, new electric, new flooring, obviously. New kitchen. It was gutted and just completely redone. So it's like a new spot. And I'm pretty sure with these hauntings and stuff that they claim anyways is that they hang on to the building itself. Now, I guess you could argue that the exterior shell is part of that building. I disagree. I feel like the outside is just the shell. The inside is what matters. And it's completely new and redone. So I think I'm spirit-free. And if there is, she's very polite if she is here and doesn't bother me at all. So either way, that's good. I hope I honor her tradition here. And, maybe I'll drop dead one day here as well. So I would be remiss if I didn't mention congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. I know it's a week later now, but when I'm recording this, it's only a few days, so sorry. You know, that's the thing with having these shows on later in the week is you're kind of covering the previous week, and then by the time you cover it, it's kind of old news at that point. But anyways, before I do that, I want to say thank you very much to our sponsors, Tap House 61, our good buddies, Tap House 61. That's Tap House 61.com, 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg, the best place to go play some trivia, perhaps on a Wednesday evening, grab some beers with some buds, and just, you know, hang, win some bar dollars, get some free drinks out of it, and then have some fun while you're doing so. They got a bunch of cool stuff going on there, so make sure you check out facebook.com/taphouse, the number 1, and if you head over to the events page, they always got a band or, you know, something happening that's cool, and you should check out. So make sure you do that. And thank you to Truvy Salon and Spa. Truvy, T-R-U-V is in victory. Y, salonandspa.com. I had a friend of mine say, I don't have a hair person. I think I'm going to go check out Truvy Salon and Spa. And I said, absolutely. You should definitely do that and make sure you say that Will from the Homemade Broadcast sent you. Because that seems like I'm doing something at that point rather than just talking at no one. So, yeah, she's the best, man. That's a good place to get your nails done, your hair did, and you look good, you feel good. So check out Chrissy at True V Salon and Spa. That's T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. You can make an appointment right on that website. And she's located at 8908 4th Street North. So go check out True V Salon and Spa. So, Eagles, congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a big deal. It's their first Super Bowl. The Bucks had quite the rivalry with the Eagles. I remember early in the 2000s, I guess, they beat us in Tampa, I think, in the NFC Championship, or was it in Philadelphia? They beat us there. They went on to play the Patriots, who they played this year, and Patriots beat them up, and they ended up losing in the Super Bowl. However, the next year, same thing. Philadelphia Eagles, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was a big deal. It was cold in Philadelphia that day. I think the Bucs were underdogs at that point. The Eagles were playing at home. They had Donovan McNabb at the time, one of my favorite players of all time. And Bucs went in there and handled it, man. It was the closing of Veterans Stadium, too, that legendary stadium. They went in. They took care of business. Rondé Barber returned that famous interception off McNabb and shut down the Vet. And you just had to feel for the Philadelphia Eagles. Not me. I was amped because the Bucs are going to the Super Bowl and later went on to crush the Oakland Raiders and take home whatever Super Bowl that was. I'm not that much of a nerd, but I can remember what Super Bowl it was. 46, let's just say. That's fine. That works. So, yeah, you know, they were playing it was the Pats-Eagles this year. It was a rematch from that Super Bowl where they lost a few years ago. I lost some money, a little bit of money. It's always good to bet because it makes it more interesting, especially when you could not care any less about the two teams playing. Holy crap, I hate the Eagles. Not a big fan of the Patriots. I have friends that are Patriots and are fans anyways. I'm not like buddies with Brady or anything, but friends of mine who are fans of the Patriots who are from Boston, and I like them. My boss is a big fan. I like him. I like my buddy Brian. I like him. It's all right. And I want to see Brady, you know, finally become the best quarterback of all time with those six Super Bowl rings. Not because I like him or anything, but just so he gets over the hump so we can stop talking about it. There's something objectively true at that point. You know what I'm saying? So I was rooting for the Patriots. I put some money on the game with a couple friends of mine and lost. Philadelphia Eagles won, and they did so. You know, they just win gracefully. What can you say about the fans of Philadelphia? They're something special. They're renowned for their awfulness of fan. Now, somebody called in. We were talking about this on Stay Woke the other night, which can be heard locally here in Tampa Bay on 102.5 The Bone at midnight, Monday through Friday. I co-host that with host Anna Hummel, and you should check that out. And if you're not in the Bay Area, you can check it out at theboneonline.com at midnight. Good news with that, too, is we're getting on the app. We're going to have our own imaging now. It's going to be terrific. I'm very happy. So make sure you check that out, too. Midnights after the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone here in Tampa Bay. Anywho, an Eagles fan called in and said, you know, the Eagles get a lot of crap. And I think he's right. I think the Eagles fans are unfairly branded as bad fans. However, they also do some really terrible stuff. Famous for the giveaway with I believe it was a radio, personal radio. You could listen to the in-game coverage. And it was during Christmas time, and they showed, the fans showed up, they gave them the radio, and they were nice enough to include some batteries for the radio, so you could use it at the game. What are these absolute animals and savages do with this? They took the batteries out of it, and during a halftime show, Santa came out on the field. That's Santa Claus, the bringer of joy, love, and gifts to children around the world. They decided to pelt him with those batteries. Lovely folks indeed. And I think that tarnished them so much where now I feel like they have to live up to this expectation of being complete garbage. And they do so. They do so very well. In the NFC Championship, they greased down the light poles so these animals could not climb the light poles and hurt themselves drunkenly. And that's really the key ingredient here. It's booze. For whatever reason, Philadelphians do not handle their booze well. I think it's combined with the mystique of their terrible fandom. They booze just really gets things popping over there. And they had a side-by-side shot of Boston, Massachusetts, the downtown, and downtown Philadelphia. Boston looked pretty calm, you know. Street lights were on and looked pretty calm. And they know how to win. You know, at this point, the New England Patriots fans and Boston between the Red Sox and the Patriots, they're used to winning. They can handle it. But Philadelphia had never won a Super Bowl, ever. And they were like an original team, I think. They've been around a long time. So there's just police lights everywhere. You can just cop on every corner getting ready. And there's no way to contain this. It's just a mob at this point. You can't contain these people. So win or lose, they were going to take down that city, and they did. They flipped over some cars. They burned. Now, this is not uncommon. The guy who called in on the other show, he's right. It's not uncommon, and I think it's more highlighted with the city of Philadelphia just from its past. You know, what can you do? You gotta earn your not a bad fan anymore badge. You know, and a lot of these a few bad apples will spoil a bunch, and sure enough, that's what they did. But I think my favorite part of the Eagles celebration was a man who was so ecstatic for his team winning the Super Bowl and very hammered, I'm sure. Booze, again, folks, playing the key role here, decided to pick up horse poo and eat it. That's right. I don't think he ate it, but he put it in his mouth. And I know this is a radio program, podcast, so you're not going to be able to see what I'm talking about. But let me just play some of this. I think you can feel the booziness in the air, that everybody may be a little intoxicated. Let's play this. And there he goes. He stuck his head in it. He grabbed a big old bite with cell phones all up in his face. And that man is now forever infamous, internet famous, for all the wrong reasons. I'm sure he woke up tomorrow, or that next day anyways, and his head was pounding. And he goes, oh, God, I'm going to barf. And he went, oh, my God, my mouth tastes like poo. Even more than usual. You know how when you drink and you wake up and you don't, like, brush your teeth? And even if you do, it doesn't matter. But you wake up with just that hot, like, yeasty, warm breath, and your saliva just sticks to your mouth. It's all white and corrosive and just disgusting when you're drinking all night because you're all dehydrated. But can you imagine that? And then you also put horse dung in your mouth? The combo of that would just be exhilarating. I'm sure you'd be awake. After that, you would just be like, oh, my God, I need to go stick a toothbrush in my mouth. And then you see the videos, because it was front page everywhere. And you're like, oh, my God. I don't believe in the blacking out thing, but it's probably, like, I don't believe you just forget that you know, oh, God, I did this. I don't remember. No, you're a liar. You just don't want to admit it. And fair enough, because you do some things that maybe you're not proud of. But, yeah, this guy probably brushed his teeth, grabbed a glass of tap water, and then let it sink in about what he had done. And what is this guy going to do now? Like, how do you come back from that? Whenever somebody sees you, you're the guy who ate Dookie. I mean, you can't come back. Imagine going in for a job interview and being like, hello, my name is Tom. I saw the flyer in the window there. I just went to interview for the job. Hey, didn't you eat Dookie? And you're like, oh, yeah, that was me. I don't know. Maybe it will get you a job because you'll be famous at that point. But, it's a hell of a thing to live down and a hell of a thing to do for a sports team winning the Super Bowl. But anyway, congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Natasha Leyba will be here momentarily. You won't even know the difference. Make sure you follow us on Facebook at HMB Radio and Radio St. Pete, and Twitter and Instagram for me is home_made_man, and just Radio STPETE is Radio St. Pete on Instagram. And Twitter. And make sure you call in. You leave a message. What do you think about the guy eating Dookie? I want to hear your thoughts. I do. I'm curious. 813-693-2124. You can leave a voicemail or a text, SMS text message on that line. It's not monitored. I won't answer the phone or anything. And, you know, if you got questions, comments, or concerns, you know, make sure you just call in. 813-693-2124. If you haven't subscribed yet, be sure to subscribe to HMB Radio Tampa Bay. HMB Radio is one word. Tampa Bay is its own word. And you can just subscribe, keep up with future shows and all that good stuff. And I believe that's it, right? Oh, make sure you check out homemadepodcasts.com. That's my podcast consulting site. If you own a business locally and you want to reach potential customers through podcasting, I can teach you how to do that. That's homemadepodcasts with an S. .com. Very good. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Coming up next, we got Natasha Leyba. Let's talk to her. The new space.
It's cute. I like it.
Yeah. Natasha, how do you say your last name?
Natasha Leyba?
Leyba. Okay, I got it right. I was a little concerned. I also have kind of a funky last name that can sometimes get misconstrued in other ways. I think we talked about this.
Are you talking about, like, my last name?
Yes.
Being associated? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could, potentially.
A very beautiful part of a woman.
Absolutely. My favorite part. Yes. No doubt about it. And mine can, too. Mine's Kuntz, but it's spelled K-U-N-C-Z.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We did have this conversation.
Yes. First day of school was fantastic for me.
Me, too. There was always a pause, and you're like, me?
Yeah, exactly. You have to beat them to the punch.
Mm-hmm.
Because they go, William, and then they kind of tilt their head to the side. I go, yep, that's me. I got you. Right here. And then they go, okay.
We had the same pain. And then fifth grade is when I found out that my name had ASS in it, right
in
the middle.
Yes.
Someone pointed that out in fifth grade, and I was like, oh, I didn't even notice that.
And then tormented you about it through sixth and seventh grade,
too.
I never heard about it after that, actually.
Oh,
really?
Kind of strange. I thought I would.
Pretty neat, huh?
And I think no one really noticed. This was one person in fifth grade, and then everybody else forgot about it.
Damn.
Too focused on that last name.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then the middle name's Grace, so.
That's just good. Yeah, you can't really beat that. That's a nice
family name.
Flowing, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing to really make fun of.
Well, it's my daughter's, mine, my mother's, and then we were named for Altagracia, which is my great aunt, so.
Oh, lovely.
Right?
Are you Spanish? Is that what you are?
I am. I was born in Spain, too.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, in the Andalusia region. So.
I'm really good at guessing what people are.
Really?
Yeah. I would say.
But I told you.
You did?
I'm also mixed.
Are you mixed with something that's not white?
Now I am.
You're white.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
That's easy to pick up.
Oh.
I know whites. Yeah.
Well, what kind of white? Caucasian am I?
What kind?
So, it's tricky.
Obviously it's like European of some descent. I would say you just look Spanish to me.
I know. I just look Spanish.
It's Spanish mixed in, which is what is your other half?
English, which is,
deceiving white.
Because I have like amazing teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's like second place white. Or that might even be first place, like white, you know, as far as what you think of when you think of white.
Yeah, because Davison.
Yeah, that's good, just an ordinary,
English.
It's like Mr. Brown or whatever.
Smith.
Yeah. Have you ever had I was talking earlier about this apartment, I'm afraid it's haunted. Have you ever had a paranormal experience in your life?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I actually believe in that, but I hate talking about it because everyone thinks it's the weirdest thing ever. So you think this place is haunted? You didn't bless it yet. Did you bless it? Are you Catholic?
No, well, I kind of fall into all those things. I'm into, like, whatever. I'm open-minded with that stuff.
Okay.
But the reason I ask is because I think the lady died in here.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, then you're doing well with the windows open, so you can let her out.
Let her out.
You gotta sage the place. That's
sage.
An old Native American thing.
Yep.
And you gotta take your holy water.
Mm-hmm.
My mom always does the oil. When I was moving out of my Colorado home, I was packing everything up, and one of the last things, I happened to look at the ledge, and there was this cross just like on it, and I was like, oh, definitely my mom. Good Catholic woman. Yeah. Well, it was, I don't want to take it away, you know, I guess the cleaning people can do that, but they probably didn't touch it either.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure she took like the oil and made a cross right in I had never noticed it because it was hiding from what's it called?
I don't know. Blinds.
Guessing
it real good. Yeah.
Blinds.
Oh, the blinds. Sure.
I know what that is.
What's
that word in English? Blinds.
Blindos? I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know.
So you're going to have to do the same for this house.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my mom to come over. She'll probably do some of that stuff too. She gave me all the jewels and crystals and all that stuff. She's into that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like that's a new thing. Like everyone's really getting into crystals right now.
She's very new age, yeah. She used to do like tarot cards and stuff growing up, yeah. She's into that. But you never had like a ghost run in?
No, I have. That's why it's like there's...
Ooh, tell me.
Which one? Because I'm like...
You have more than one?
Well, there was this like one where I had a dream and...
That one doesn't count. That was a dream.
Well, but then my mother, I like described the guy and she like got all like...
She got white in the face?
And then she pulled out this old family album I had never seen, and it was like my great-grandpa.
Wow. But and that was him. Like, you saw the picture and was like, yeah, that was definitely him.
Like, in the photo, he didn't have a mustache, but in my dream, he did. And then she freaked out even more and was like, well, he was in a home and they weren't taking very good care of him and he never had facial hair. But when he was in the home, they grew out and he had facial hair because they weren't taking as well care of him. And I was like, oh, well.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. And then you said you had another one too?
Well, in our my house here in Florida, I kept hearing like footsteps, mm-hmm. like up and down the hallway.
Oh boy.
I was like, good Lord, let's take the sage. And then there was this one night I woke up and I was like, okay, it's fine. And for some reason I like looked and there was this tall white shadow at the edge of my bed. And I was like, I'm imagining it. Looked away, looked back, still there. I literally, like, this gasp just, I had never done that before. It just came out of me and my heart hurt. It hurt. And I guess
you got a bad vibe from this thing?
No, I was just frightened. And I guess that's like, I was completely frightened. It wasn't a bad vibe. And my mom has a friend and she's like, oh, that's your Uncle Pedro. And he was trying to send you this message. And I was like, what? Oh my gosh. By giving me a heart attack? And
he's like, please tell your mother to stop rubbing the oils on the window. It's hurting my nose. Don't leave the cross there. It's getting sun damaged. I'll tell you mine because I was saving it for this one. So my stepdad was renovating the bathroom at the house, I remember. Okay. And so we had to stay at my aunt's house, which was a few blocks away. My grandmother and I, she had her son's old room kind of fixed up like the way it was. So there was two beds, twin beds in the room. My grandma's passed out. And all of a sudden I wake up. And I hear, like, people doing dishes in the bathroom. Or, not the bathroom, the kitchen. That would be weird.
I was like, that's even stranger. Oh, my goodness. Go on.
You walk out, and you turn to the right, and you go down a short hallway, and right to the left there is the kitchen.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, it's late. It's, like, midnight. Everybody's sleeping. And I was a little kid, 7 or something at the time. So I snuck out and kind of did the creeping down the hallway, and I heard, you know, I still heard the dishes clanging and the water on, and then I finally got to the edge of the hallway, turned around, the light's on in the kitchen, there's dry dishes in the drying rack, and nobody's there.
Stop it.
Swear to God.
Did someone, where, what? No.
Dry
Stop
dishes,
it.
Too, not wet dishes, yes. Dry. From dinner the night before when we finished the dishes, they were just sitting there.
So was this ghost doing your dishes for you, or was someone else doing them and just happened to be hearing the clanging?
I don't know. Like, I can't explain it. I don't know what the answer to that is.
You were young, right?
I was a little kid, and I don't think, like, so the skeptic part of me is saying, well, you were just, you know, half asleep, half awake, and you were just having a dream or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like I was awake even as a kid. You know, I know what it's like to be awake, but I don't know what it could be.
Those are definitely some friendly ghosts, then, if they're willing to do your
dishes. Yeah.
I like some of those in my house. I have some laundry I need to get
done. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. So what your background is journalism and reporting, and mm-hmm. you were working up in Albuquerque, and you moved down here.
I actually went from Albuquerque to Colorado.
Oh, okay.
So Albuquerque, Colorado, then over here.
Okay. And so you started, and then you went to what part of Colorado?
So I was based in Pueblo for a Colorado Springs station, but then our affiliate in Denver used my stuff a lot, so that was great. So it was like all over Colorado. It was great. I got to go literally every – I think I traveled the most out of all of us, and it was quite an experience.
Did you have like a particular – genre that you worked on? Like, there's some that do the good news in the world, and then it's like you, and then you're like, hey, this girl sold the most Girl Scout cookies. Look at this. Isn't this neat? And then you go, oh, that's adorable.
No, there's no cat fashion shows in my general assignments, but it was basically whatever was the hard news, whatever's going on. So I took care of mostly just Southern Colorado. So it was like we were big on breaking news, like all news stations are nowadays, and it was just like top stories. Yeah. So not as many feature pieces as I would like, because those are the good ones, like Steve Hartman and Boyd at Care 11. He does some great stories. But, you know, just keeping everyone informed. I think one of my most memorable story when people like ask me, there was a man – in his home, he was having kind of a rough time, and he decided to, unfortunately, he wanted to take his life. So he, in the house, he unplugged the, I think it was a stove, and blew up his entire house.
Whoa.
It was like 2 a.m.
Well, he wanted to make sure there was no, like, I don't want to come back from this type of thing. Yeah.
The entire block had to be evacuated, and get this, he actually survived.
Oh my God.
like crawled out of his home, I guess, neighbors had said, like, in his boxers, and there was not really a scratch on him either, so he...
Boy, he can't even kill himself. What a loser.
Oh, poor guy. But that was crazy. It was really soon after. And then there was even at one point, you know, the inhalation from the houses?
Yeah.
That was floating around the street, like, later on.
Did he find this new recapture of love of life afterwards? Or did he shortly kill himself later after that?
I think he was doing well as a small town. I don't really know what actually happened to him. His uncle was actually the fire chief of that city. So there, we called him at the hospital, and we're like, what happened? Was this an accident? And he's like, I was trying to commit suicide. And we're like, oh, goodness. And so I guess according to neighbors and the children, you always ask, the children just came up and started telling me everything, and then I had to go and confirm it with other people. I guess he's going through a bad divorce.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? And the kids and the wife weren't home at the time because, you know, the bad divorce.
Right.
She would take him away, and I guess he just felt lonely, which is really sad. You don't want to...
Yeah, you don't want to feel that way. Natasha Leyba's here on the Homemade broadcast this week. Have you ever had, like, a scary incident, like, or funny? Somebody that, like, jumped out and yelled something, like... That famous
one.
Oh,
you mean, I know, that came to mind away.
Yeah, that's the one that came to my mind, too.
What is it, FH whatever?
Yes, P.
Yep. In the P.
Mm-hmm.
Right in there. I had to, I was in front of a high school.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy.
And there was a teacher that was being accused of some stuff.
Nice.
And
was it a male or female teacher?
Male teacher.
Ah.
Because I guess...
I always hate to see that.
Well, I guess there were some videos and...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that he had made personally, and they were very inappropriate.
Of confessing his love for his students, or
no,
perhaps his genitals being sent across the internet and the World Wide Web?
It was of himself doing inappropriate things with, like, a girlfriend's kid.
Oh, boy.
Asleep on the couch. Mm. Yeah, it was very... We don't get to see a lot of good things. You know, I'm sorry. Like, and so it was very inappropriate. It was very inappropriate situation, and I'm in front of a high school about to tell the community about this situation, and high school kids going by on the big yellow school bus is yelling that in the background and just...
Oh, the FHP?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrific.
It's
horrible. That's hilarious.
No, it's so bad. And we had to cut my live shot. And it's like, you know, we work for 8 hours just for those minute and a half and had to cut it because, you know, just, you know, feel bad for the victim and for the, you know, the situation. So we don't want to... We want to be sympathetic.
Right, right, right. See, I'm all about getting the laugh no matter what. So to me, I'm like, that's fantastic. I actually crashed a live shot one time.
Oh, my goodness.
It was
That guy. Tell me.
Well,
tell me about
it. Well, so the story was that I was actually trying to get a job with the Bone where I'm at now.
Okay.
And this was probably at least 5 years ago.
Are you going to tell me what station?
What station I crashed?
Was it here in...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was Charlie Belcher. For Fox 13, he was doing the, at the time he was doing the, he was a guy who went out and did stuff in the mornings to different places. And
still there. Still doing
it. Is he still doing that?
Isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Go on.
So there was this thing, like, you could win a job on Mike Calta's show as a producer if you, like, stood out and did something. So, I knew that Charlie was a friend of Mike's and that he was on the show occasionally, but he happened to be right next to my house one day. And I was like, this is a sign. I took it as a sign. So I went.
The universe just bringing him to your
front door. He was right there. And so I went and walked around trying to find him. He was at the Vinoy, actually. And the Vinoy is huge. So I'm walking around trying to find this place. I finally find it. I walk in, and there's Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm walking in, the light goes on. So I know he's live now. So it was perfect timing. So I walked around for about 10 seconds and said,
it's do or die, now or never.
You're so, the guy in the background just walking
yes,
by
pacing.
And like doing the like side eye.
Yes, obviously knowing that they're gonna do, everybody in the, you know, watching at home has been like, oh boy, what is this stupid kid gonna do? But I just jumped in. I didn't like do anything inappropriate. I was just like, hey, this is my Countess show in the morning, 6 to 10. Woo! And then Charlie was like, yeah, right on. And then I just dipped, like immediately dipped, because everybody's mad at you.
Oh, yeah,
know, obviously. So they're
the camera guy's giving you a look.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to.
They're upset. And it ended up being a thing because, Mike was on in the afternoon at that time. And I listened to the show and just got brutalized. Like, they're like, that's not the way to do it, idiot. And all this, like, go do it to people who aren't our friends. Don't do it to our friends.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh, crap. So I called in and talked to them, and, you know, we smoothed it over at that point, but they hated me very briefly.
Oh, no.
And it's ironic now because now I'm, like, on that station.
Yeah.
You know, on air way, way, way later at night. I don't think anybody knows I'm there. I'm not even sure Mike knows I'm on air at that time of night. But okay. It's funny how that works. Yeah,
like you're saying, it's all about the laugh. Like I feel like a lot of people nowadays don't know how to laugh at themselves. Everyone's a little too serious nowadays. Like I'll read something in my Twitter feed and I'm like, oh my goodness, come on. Like even to the point where, what is that show? This Is Us, which everybody loves.
I've heard
that
about
show.
That. Yeah, people told me about it. I have no idea
it's
what
like
it is.
It's like a weekly cry fest for everybody.
Okay.
And one of the, I guess, spoiler alert if you're not on to it, one of the characters died because of a Crock-Pot incident. And then Crock-Pot was like up in arms because they're just like, what? Like now you're saying our product is blah, blah, blah. And it's like, this is a fictional show.
It's not real. Yeah.
It's not real. And everyone's mm-hmm. like, I'm throwing out my Crock-Pot. And it's like, I hope you're joking because.
Yeah, this is a social media thing where you have everybody's able to have an opinion and have it heard loudly. Now, by a hashtag, you can lump it in. You can hashtag This Is Us, for example, and then it just carries on. And people go, oh, I didn't think about that dumb opinion. I kind of agree with that. And then it just catapults on from there.
I don't know. You have, like, some people who only have 4 followers, you know?
I know. But the hashtag
grandparents and their mom. And
I know.
Kitty
I know.
Cat.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. But when you hashtag it, it puts it into this subcategory where
mm-hmm.
people who click on that hashtag can now see that. And it's a great thing. It's a great tool. You know, it's done some cool things, but it's also done mostly just spread idiocy for the most part, I think.
Kind of reminds me of that Black Mirror episode.
That's another one people tell me to watch. I haven't seen that show yet either.
What are you doing with your life?
I
living
don't
it instead of binge-watching?
Yeah.
Goodness.
I don't have time to watch TV anymore.
Yeah, living your life?
I know.
You got to, like, brush your teeth and, like, have it on and then...
I know. I got to get a TV in my bathroom. That's on the to-do list with this place.
There we go.
Yeah.
You get, like, instead of a mirror, you can just have a TV right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It'll look good.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be a tiny one. I should get one of the in-shower ones. Now that,
you
would know. No, you're balling.
I was thinking about that today when I was out on the boat. Every technology and product needs to be made water resistant or waterproof.
Absolutely.
Because I had one of those 360, you notice how I said had, one of those 360 cameras
mm-hmm.
By LG. It was in my lap. I was looking over some video when I was like pulling from it. It's so cool because it's like, it's in my lap and pulling onto my phone. I'm editing the video. I stand up, literally hits and then goes into the pool.
Oh, boy.
And now it's a very expensive, like, water toy that you can dive for.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah. Bummer. Ugh. So do you have a boat or you know somebody that has a boat?
Part of a boat club. It's a lot easier.
Nice.
Literally feel like a king. You just show up, you're like, where's my boat? And they give you the keys already in it. You leave, you come back, they fill it with gas, you pay for it. And you just leave instead of having to, like, wash it down,
yeah, right.
back it in, take it
wow.
out. I know.
That sounds fancy as hell. I got to tell my friends about it. See, I can't afford that. But I think it would be nice if one of my rich friends.
Yeah,
they're
definitely.
I'm the black sheep of my friend group. Everybody else is killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only bum who chose radio as a career in
you gotta
media in general.
Definitely fake it till you make it, right?
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I just need a friend with a pool,
mm-hmm.
friend with a boat.
See, I'm pretending to be bougie right now with my Perrier.
Yeah, I saw that. That is a huge bottle. It's a 40-ounce of Perrier.
I know. Well, I need to get hydrated. I was in the sun.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah. So what are you doing? What's on the agenda for you next? You said you were moving, right?
Yeah, so I'm looking into getting back into reporting because kind of moved out here. I covered the Rays.
Oh, okay.
And a few other sports.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was actually with another podcast / radio show, and that was fun. It, you know, getting back into the media box and just dealing with all of the players and everything like that. And so I did a lot of traveling and photography and like, you don't even really, like, I traveled out of the country a lot, but just traveling down the road here is amazing.
It's an adventure. Yeah. There's a lot to offer.
There is. And you know, I like to go and check out a lot of the different springs. Like, Wikiwachi is actually one of my favorite. Like I told you, I have a daughter, a 5-year-old, so mm-hmm. she's all about Wikiwachi, and the mermaids. But yeah, just St. Pete, this whole entire area has just definitely exploded. It's ever since like college, which was 10, 11 years ago, I would come out here to visit friends because a lot of my friends for some reason decided to move out here. And so we'd come visit obviously because beach and fun in the sun.
Right.
And I remember driving, I don't go to Clearwater now unless people are in town and want to go, but I remember driving to Clearwater, parking my car. It was so inexpensive. It was like $1 an hour or something.
Which seems like highway robbery to
me. It was.
But compared to other places, it's probably fairly cheap.
It's like $2.50 now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. So I would park and we'd go to the beach for hours and then leave. The thing is, that place I used to park is now a massive hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Like with 1,200 beds and yada, yada, yada. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this place has exploded. And then downtown St. Pete is looking fantastic. Do you see how much is growing now?
Oh yeah. I've watched it grow. I moved down here about 10 years ago.
Oh, nice.
So I know, I mean, I watched it kind of it was on the come up when I got here, but it's definitely way more expensive. I mean, even like I used to live, up until last week, I used to live in Old Northeast. Which, that's where I lived the entire time. It's a nice neighborhood. It's super, it's always in those,
it's gonna
top places to live and stuff. And
yeah,
the
definitely.
Lists.
It's gonna be a waterfront property in about 100 years, or underwater property,
yeah.
if you will.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I rent it, you know? I wanna take the risk.
We're not gonna be around in 100 years anyway.
Speak for yourself, sister. I'll be here. So what are you up to, like, right now?
Right now. Just, literally in the process of moving. I work at a brewery twice a week, which is...
You work at Cage Brewing?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's something I've never worked in the service industry. I've always had, like, I guess I said a quote-unquote, like, big girl job, but it was kind of an eye-opener to see the kind of stuff that happens late at night. That kind of job is really interesting, you know. I've never served food or drinks or anything, but that's... I feel like a brewery is a lot different than working at a bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a different feel. It's a
different vibe.
The clientele is a little more
well-behaved,
yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Ish, some nights.
Yeah, some nights, right.
People bring their children. It's just like an Irish pub, you know?
Right, right. And you do, like, blogging and stuff, right? Like, still do your own, you know, reporting and...
Yes. So a lot of... I did one recently where I was in the Denver airport. And it was yoga on the fly. And that's just like how my mind works. I just want to tell a good story. And I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, that'd be a great story. So I walked in and I was like, can I interview you? I like took out my phone. I got some shots. And it was a yoga studio in the middle of the Denver airport.
Wow.
Yeah.
It would be in Denver. I'm so not surprised about that.
Yeah. I was passing by and I was like, what is this?
Where can people find it?
Where was it?
So, I mean, no, I mean, like, your
Oh,
story
mine.
On
I thought, yeah. I'm so sorry. I was like, the Denver airport.
Denver airport, moron.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what terminal was I in? I'm big on Twitter. I love my Twitter.
What's your name on there?
It's my name. And
okay.
So
Now you gotta have to spell it because you got a funky spelling of both.
I know. I should probably either change my name or
I'll
go with something
easier. I'll put it in the description
easier.
Of this.
Okay.
Too, where you can
so the
it.
Twitter is, you know, Natasha Leyba and NatasJa. I always say Nat Assja.
Yes, perfect.
Leyba, LEYBA. And so that's where you can find everything. I'm the only Natasha Leyba out there. So I use it for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. And so I just put a link there. I'm starting to use that YouTube.
YouTube's important. Yeah,
I guess there's all these stars on there.
Yeah. Oh my God, I looked up, you know that Logan Paul dude? The guy who got in trouble for shooting that video in the Suicide Forest.
And
you know
his
how much he makes? Do you know what his net worth is?
I'm kind of afraid to ask.
He makes, I think it was $15 million a year.
Stop it.
From YouTube.
No.
It made me really, I mean, I get not sad, but just super jealous. Like, what if I would have started this, you know, 15 years ago?
But what makes them so appealing? I feel like some of the content we put out there is just as good, but it's like, what makes them so successful?
There has to be some sort of tipping point. I feel like people undervalue luck.
I think it's a whole Illuminati thing, right?
Not necessarily. Just like people stumble upon it. It's word of mouth is always your best form of advertising. Mm-hmm. So people hear about it and just putting out content that's, I mean, you can put out good content that might not get any bites. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Which is interesting because you see, like, some great stories and they go nowhere.
Yeah. I know. And it's super depressing.
You see someone put a pie in someone's face.
Yep. And they go viral. And then it's all downhill from there. I feel like if you make one viral video, like, where you get a million hits on it, you could start a career.
That's true.
On YouTube.
That's true. Sorry. So today I actually unfollowed Kim Kardashian on Instagram.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's big.
And I didn't even tweet about it.
I unfollowed Kim Kardashian. And she just, like, there's a single tear.
She would have sent me one of her Bay Valentines or something.
Yeah. So you did a Rays report, too. It's the final question. I already got to go, believe it or not. But did you ever date any Rays players?
Did I date any Rays players? No.
Why not?
I don't. Ugh.
What
because
does that mean?
No, well, they're athletes.
So, sounds awesome.
I never went on a date with any. I had some good flirting with some of them. I wasn't the
one
flirting. I was just talking. And
which one?
None of them. I'm not going to tell you. It was just batting practice, and there was a couple of them that would give me a look, and it was just really surprising to me because I was just like, "Well, that's sweet." But you're here to do a job, and so am I.
Yeah.
So I just didn't. If I were to see them, there's one in particular. If I would see him.
Who?
I'm not going to say.
Why not?
If I were to see him out at a bar, I would say, like, you and I need to talk.
Mm. Why don't you tell me which one you think? I mean, you just think he's cute. Big
no,
deal.
It's not that I think he's cute. I think it's because we had some weird, like,
cosmic
tension.
Yes.
Because I called him out on not giving me an interview.
Oh, who was it?
Oh my gosh.
Just
so
tell
bad.
Me. Good
okay.
Deal.
So, I gave Chris Archer some grief about.
Yeah. You know, he was supposed to come on here.
Really?
Yeah.
And then
he stiffed me.
See,
too.
Look, I was right. And I guess he, got mad at me from the bullpen. He was joking. I'm pretty sure I was, or not. I wasn't sure. And I was like, wait a minute, are you joking or are you really mad at me? So, I, like I said, I'm not really interested in anybody. Like, I think some people are, like, if you could hook me up with Henry Cavill, but I think he's into Demi Lovato right now. So,
yeah.
Dang it.
Sorry, I don't have access to him.
Yeah,
sorry.
But him, I don't know if a date, but maybe grab, like, a drink and, like, say, like, just to kind of be like, hey, what
I
was
like
that
your confidence
about?
Where you're like, oh, you mean Chris Archer.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Henry Cavill.
Oh, no,
you're
I
like,
totally
you know,
have...
Maybe I'd have a drink with Henry,
oh, no.
I don't know, at some point.
Henry Cavill, too. Like, definitely going to run into him
sure.
one day. I did this one time with my friends. It's all about the power of the mind because my friends were weird. We were talking, and the movie Thor just came out, and we like to call, like, dibs. And so I said, he's mine. Because I'm going to meet him soon. And literally a week later, I met him in Albuquerque while he was filming Avengers. And I have a picture with him.
No way.
And I was just like, oh, my God. I needed to go. I'm going to win the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put that in the universe.
Yeah, throw that out there, too. Just yell it really loud.
Yeah. Well, thanks so
listening.
Much for having
me. Yeah, no doubt. So, Natasha, spell your name.
Oh, my goodness. Nat, NatAssass, Ja, Leyba, LeYBA.
Perfect. There you go. Natasha, thanks so much for coming on.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a pleasure. All right, there you go. Natasha, lovely young lady there. Check her out. I'll put the description in. I already forget how to spell her name. Sorry, Natasha. What can I do? This has been the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio here on Radio St. Pete. If you're staying tuned, which you should, to Radio St. Pete, make sure you listen to Frank Vers Jazz Show. Who doesn't love some jazz? And then we got the Indy Circuit coming up after that at 10 p.m. Catch a replay of this show Monday at 10:15, or always at hmbradio.com. Make sure you subscribe and keep up to date with future shows. HMB Radio Tampa Bay. That's it. Facebook.com/HMB Radio. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. And I guess that's it, folks. 813-693-2124 is the voicemail text line. Hit us up. All right. This is Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a good week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.